try to do two things that are impossible.
One is try to just recap what we did on Tuesday, especially for those who weren't here. And she was trying not to take up the entire shiur on doing it. So good luck to all of us in getting that done. But again, we started the sugya Beria in Siman Kuf. And what I raised on Tuesday was the fact, which is our, is this a recording device? Is this somebody's? Okay, I'll put it closer. So what I raised on Tuesday is we started with the Tshuvas Chavas Yoyer. And the Chavas Yoyer had a maisa that he was sitting with the various chaverim, and they were about to eat, and the gnat ended up on the tablecloth, and then somebody went to catch the gnat, and of course the gnat flew into the pot on the chatichos basar in the rotev, couldn't find the gnat, you couldn't get it out, and so the Chavas Yoyer was moshech yodo from the food. And the people there with him mocked him. They said it's a chassidish shel shtus, and it's an excessive chumrah, and it's wrong. And the gadol shebahem said, what's the reason that a berry is not batal? Because of the chashivas. So what chashivas is there in the gnat? In the parish, there's no chashivas. So the Chavas Yoyer said, I responded. I said, what are you talking about? The makor for a berry that's not batal is an imala, the Mishnah in Makos Yud Gimel, and what chashiv is there in Amalek? So he responded, what do you mean? Shlomo Melech, Mishle, he sings the praises of Amalek. We learn so many things from Amalek. It's very chashiv, as opposed to a parish. What have you learned from a parish? Not much. So that's not a davar chashiv. So the Chavas Yoyer said, I went home, I stopped answering, I went home and I said, you know, let me look, and let me see if this guy's right or not, if they're right, and he said, it's definitely wrong. So definitely wrong. A barrier is not patela. Period. Finished. End of story. We're not machalic between whether it's something that's edible, something that's not edible, something that's good, something that's not good. It's not betel at all. The Chavas Yoyer gave his sefer to his Talmud, the Ponim Eiros, to review the sefer. And the Ponim Eiros writes back, I found in Shub, I think it's Kuf Gimel, in the Chavas Yoyer, I found that you wrote this Maisa, and you gave this Psak Halacha. And says the Ponim Eiros, you know, I think I have a raya to the Gadol Shebahen, not like you, from the Rama in Siman Kuf Gimel. Because the Rama in Kuf Gimel writes Beferish, he says that these things that are not batal, Kuf Gimel, he's talking about a chatichu, this gaved, and a beria, and he says it outright. Find it here. Says the Rama, "Miyudvor machashuvim keberia, okiyotzei ba, im einam pgumim beatzman. Rather, if they're not pogum empirically, avol bishepogmin atavshil einam betalim afilu belav. Even if they're pogim atavshil, they're not batal even belav. Now, clearly, the Rama is not talking about tam here, because tam of everything except for the exceptions of milsim lutaima is batal. He's talking about the beria itself." So again, he says, "Dvor machashuvim kiberia kiyotzei ba im einom pegumen ba'atzmon." If they're not empirically pegumen, then even though they're pogim betavshil, they're not balto be'alef. So if they're not pegumen ba'atzmon, they're not balto be'alef. If they are pegumen ba'atzmon, then they are balto be'alef. So says the Ponim Eiros. So gnats or lice or the like, or all these creepy crawly bugs, no one's going to eat. So if they're pgumim ba'atzmon, according to the Rama, they should be batal, right? They should be batal. And so he says, therefore, it seems like those who were arguing on you were correct. But then the Ponim Eiros backtracked and he says, you know, from the Rashba in the Tshuvos, the Beis Yosef cites, it's very clear that the Rashba only wants to entertain the possibility of a bittel of a beria once it's nimoch, once it's crushed, it's no longer intact, but never wants to entertain the possibility, even on gnats and bugs and all kinds of disgusting things, that it should be batel if it's whole. Okay, then the Chavas Yoyer says, thank you very much, I appreciate the fact that first you were attacking me, then you came to defend me, and he's maskim and halacha to his original psak and to the Ponim Eiros' conclusion, based on the Rashba, that these things are not batel. So we mentioned, right, on Monday, I don't know what day of the week it is, but mentioned on Monday that you have to find shot in the Rama, right? What does the Rama mean then? What is the Ramah saying? So the Prima Galdim says, I'll tell you what the Ramah means. The Ramah means to say that if you have a burial that's already a Dover Ma'os, and then it's Nisrach, then it's Bata. Right? If it's Ma'os, then it's Nisrach, it's Bata. Which, as I questioned on Monday, Mimonavshach, if the Svara that a berry isn't Bata is that it's Choshev, so if it's Ma'os, it's not Choshev, it should be Bata. Elamai, you'll tell me, no, it's a different Svara. Okay, so whatever Svara it is, then why does the going from Ma'os to Nisrach help? As I said the other day, if I came to you and told you I got bad news, but your bugs have gone bad. You know, I know you're looking for fresh bugs. Now, I'm sorry, but you know, they've sat a couple of days outside. I left your bugs out overnight. I forgot to put in the refrigerator. So they might not be as good as you were looking for, right? They were moles to begin with. So now they become moles of Mu'usin, right? So why did that help? Either it's not batel because the sirchon has no effect on it, or it's batel because the dover that's most, it's pogel me'at smoke. How can it be, or why should it be, that when you shift from most to nisrach, now all of a sudden, the Prima Galdim says the difference between seruach from its own nature, right, versus nisrach from something outside of it. Right? Why? Why? Well, that was number one. Number two is we brought down the Rashba. And the Rashba and the Rash Mishant both say that even though a berry is not batel b'shishim, but a berry is batel in tuf kuf samach. 960 to 1. Not 60 to 1, but 960 to 1, a berry is batel. And they brought a raya from the Mishnah from the Yerushalmi. But a berry is batel 960 to 1 by Dag Tame. So the Rosh and the Ran both say, what are you talking about? We have categories of Dvorim Chashuvim that are not Batel. Chetuchel Eskabed, not Batel. Dover Shiva Minyan, not Batel. Beria, not Batel. Why? Because they're Chashuv. So there's no 960 by Chetuchel Eskabed. There's no 960 by a Dover Shiva Minyan. There's either it's Batel or it ain't, right? Yes or no. So if the svara of the lack of bittel by Beria is the same as the svara by Chidul Eskab, it's the same as the svara by Dover Shemimian, then none should be batel in any amount, or all should be batel in 960. But to be mechalic between the two, it makes no sense. And therefore, they say it's not batel in 960. That was the svara brought down in the Rashba and the Rash Mishant, and the argument of the Rosh and the Ran against it. Now, the Ran has to really be matchik because the Yerushalmi brings down that there was a maisa with Rabbi Yossi that he had a shailov and achbara that he got mixed in, and he was matir at be'elef. So see, it's a beria shailov, it's an elef shailov. Says the Ran, no, the Yerushalmi is talking about not the achbara itself, but the tam of the achbara. And the Yerushalmi is cholek on the Bavli, meaning the Bavli is Dan Achbar, the Desha Achbar, the Malsa, no Saint Tam Lagam, no Saint Tam Lashevach. Do you need Bittel Bichlal? Do you not need Bittel at all? Bittel would be if you need Bittel, it's Batel B'shishim. The Yerushalmi holds the Achbar has such a strong Tam, but it's 960 to 1. 960 to 1. And so that's the issue. It's an issue of Bittel Tam, which, as we mentioned again on Monday, difficult, right? Very difficult to argue at the, or to contend, rather, that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing in Metzius, right, and that the Yerushalmi has such a hechatimtiv and Achbar has such a strong flavor, mehechatesa. Where would it come from that has such a strong flavor? Now, I want to put these questions aside for a moment because I want to focus on the Krasi Uplasi here and then come to the Ksav Sofer, who's the one who raises all these questions, not mine, the Ksav Sofer, and show you how he brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly resolved the sugya. Krasi Uplasi here in Siman Kuf is very bothered by this Isser Beria. The reason that he's bothered by it is because he says, so, you know, Heich Motzoni Yodeinu V'Ragleinu. We, like the Krasi Uplasi himself writes, he says, Ki kimat ein monos le'ezra b'yamim ha'chamim, shim kimat ein mozunu michi she'im bo'rachash, u'kimat yev sh'levodgo. Right? So, you know, in our very hygienic modern world, where I mean, I can't speak for everybody here, but most people don't have lice crawling all over them constantly, right? I assume I can speak for everybody here. But in our very hygienic modern world, where we have sealed containers and refrigeration and plastic packaging, and you know, and our homes are sealed up, etc., so we often avoid infestations. Even then, sometimes you'll find infestations in your flour, in your sugar, etc., of the bugs and the like. In the pre-modern world, without modern packaging and without modern methods of preservation and refrigeration and freezing, etc., so in the hot weather, it was impossible. It was impossible to avoid. And you can't, you couldn't eat anything. Forget it. I'm not talking about strawberries, right? I'm not talking about, you know, raspberries. I'm talking about anything. Any food, there's going to be something crawling around on it, in over, under it. So says the crazy of places. So what are we going to do? Right? What are we going to do for Klal Yisrael if you can't eat anything? The crazy of places offers one story, which you probably saw already, that the Achronim are cholek on, in terms of whether these things are called nes or mitchilos briyoson, because the shratim are not osir till they show it's al aretz, and if they're still in the peros and never show it, they're not osir. So maybe they're not called nes or mitchilos briyoson. The Achronim go to town in that crazy place. What is the meaning of nes or mitchilos briyoson? Does it mean that it has to be that it was not ever mutter and then became osir? Or does it mean that it's inherently also by itself, right? The Matzah Yonason brings down his crazy Uplesi, says, no. That just means that it has to be that it's Osir Machmas Atzmo and not Machmas Davar Acher. Okay, good. Then the crazy Uplesi says, okay, so I'll tell you what, there's a...
Was that independent svara, or were they taking that from Sheretz? Wasn't that more of a Sheretz svara that it has to go on the ground?
We're talking about Shratzim. These are Shratzim.
All of them are Shratzim.
All these are Shratzim. Small Shratzim are Shratzim nonetheless.
But I mean, all bugs are not Shratzim.
Well, I mean, I think they are.
Yeah, all bugs are considered under the...
They're shorates al-aretz, okay. Or shorates b'mayim, uh-huh. They're shrotzim. Okay. I mean, I haven't ever asked all the bugs how they identify, but...
I mean, a gnat is called a shorates?
So there are different categories, and in the Chavis here, he goes into that a little bit, possibly different isurim for certain ones, depending on where they grow. So if they grow up in Malkum Ifush, not on the ground or in the peros, they might not be under the category of shrotzim, under the category of chol tameh. But still, you know, in the same basic realm. So it might be a kula, it might be a chumra there.
Okay.
The crazy place, he says, you know what? There are snifim to be matir. Why? Because Lamaisa, the Rashba and the Rash Mishans hold that a berry is bottled in tough kuf samach in 960. So you have that. And we're talking about these minor, minute bugs in a large mixture. So you could avoid the major ones, and you could avoid the majority of them. You can't avoid, you know, one or two here and there. You probably have 960 to 1. Plus, you have Rashi, and you have the Rif, who don't paskin that Beri is not Patela Bichlal. So, between Rashi and the Rif and the Rashba and the Rash Mishans, there's what to talk about. Meaning, if I want to be Malam Yitzchus on Klal Yisrael, there's what to rely on. So, the Ksav Sofer says, I love, right, he starts his tshuva with Matzasi Yis Shavan Afshi. I love the fact that the crazy place, he is trying to save Klal Yisrael, but he didn't save him here. He didn't save him here. Why not? So says the Ksav Sofer, first of all, as we explained at some length on Monday, that he says the basis for the crazy place to conclude that Rashi and the Rosh both don't paskin the din of Beria is based on the fact that the Rosh does not bring down the din of Beria in the Mishnah in Chulin by Giran Nasha, and the fact that Rashi in the Gemara in Chulin understands that the Mishnah of Odezar is cholik in din with the Mishnah in Chulin and requires both Chaticha Riliskabed and Isra Hano not to be Batel, and by extension would require both Rashi and the Rif would require two elements, Isra Hano and Beria not to be Batel. Right, basically, the crazy Uplesi, like the Rashba of the Torah Sabayas, understands the Rif. Says Rashi and the Rif both don't paskin within Beria because they paskin you need two elements. You need Isra Hano plus Beria not to be bata. Only one, like Shratzim and the like, not going to be a problem. Says the Ksav Sofer, no. You're making a major mistake because you're b'midama milsa l'milsa, and the Mishnah of Odezor is cholek with the Mishnah Chulin Legabe Chatichur Lizgabed, but that, like we said on Monday, is a din of Chatichur Lizgabed because of the concerns of what's called Lizgabed if it's not able to be fed to a Jew. So is it considered Lizgabed to give to a Goy? Is it only if it's also Banal, etc.? But it has zero to do with Beria. Has zero to do with Beria? So if it has zero to do with Beria, it could very well be that Rashi and the Rif Paskin the din Beria. In fact, the crazy place is Matmiya on the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef brings down the Rashba, that the Rashba says that a berry is bottle in Tov Tov Kuf Samach. He says the Rif disagrees. The Rif holds it's not. The crazy place says, what Rif? The Rif doesn't pass in berry. What do you mean the Rif holds it's not? The Rif holds a berry is not, is bottle bichlal. You don't need Tov Tov Kuf Samach. So says the crazy place, where is the Beis Yosef pulling this from? That the Rif is cholik on the Rashba and doesn't hold the Beria's bottle in 960, the Rif doesn't bring down the din Beria. Says the Ksav Sofer, I'm going to tell you where he gets it from. I'll tell you where the Beis Yosef gets it from, and I'll tell you Pshat in the Rif. It's very simple. Very, very simple, very elegant like this. The Rif's Shita, the Rif Shita is that a Beria is not Betela. Like a Chatichur Lizgabed is not Patela, like a Davar Shemini is not Patela, because it's a Davar Chashuv. Okay? Davar Chashuv. Where is the Din Beria brought down in the Mishnah in Chulin? Legabe? Anybody? Mishnah in Chulin. Giran Asher, right? Brought down Legabe Giran Asher. Good. There's a Machlokis in the Gemara in Chulin. Yesh begin Benot Saint Tam. Or Am Begin Menosein Tam. This week's Parsha, right? Good, we can do a little Minchas Chinuch on this week's Parsha, right? Yesh Begin Menosein Tam, or Am Begin Menosein Tam. Is, in fact, Bichlal is there a Tam in the Gid Anasha? Says the Ksav Sofer, let me ask you this question. If a Gid Anasha has no Tam, would you call it a Davar Chashuv? Would you call the Gid Anasha Davar Chashuv if it has no Tam? It says, Vaday not. The Chashiva says it's got a flavor, it got, you know, it imparts flavor. There's something to it. If it's Eitz Ba'alma, it ain't a Davar Chashuv. Says the Ksav Sofer like this, the Mishnah in Chulin and the Gemara in Chulin proves it, the Tan of the Mishnah holds, Yesh Begid Menosein Tam. Right? So you need to be Mevat of a Tam Gid in the Chalev, etc. Right? The Mishnah says it outright. So in the Rota, Beno Sein Tam. But the Gidin themselves is not Batal. The Tana of the Mishnah holds, Yesh Begidin Beno Sein Tam. Therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that a Gid Anosh is Dover Chashuv, and therefore a Gid Anosh is not Batal. The Rif Lahalacha holds, Ain Begidin Beno Sein Tam. There is no Tam by a Gid Anosh. It's an Eitz Balma. The Torah, Rachman Achshvei Lachil, the Torah's Machshvei for Achila. Good, but it's an Eitz Balma. So the Rif's position then, is that a Gid Anosha is not a Beria, because it's not Choshev, because there's no Tam, therefore it's Bata. What would be the Rif's position if I had a Beria that did have a Tam and is Choshev? So it's not Bata. The Rif in not bringing down the Mishnah in Chulin isn't posking that a Beria is Bata. The assumption that's made in the Rishonim and the Akronim, that by the Rif leaving out the Mishkin Chul and Hipaskin's a Beria is not Batel. No. Beria is Batel. Hipaskin's a Beria is not Batel. He just says that it happens to be Gid Anosha, not a Beria. Why not? Because a Beria is not Batel because it's Choshev. And a Dover Choshev isn't Batel Bichlal, right? Says the Ksav Sofer, if you tell me the reason that a Gid Anosh is not Batel is because it's a Davar Chashuv, so then it's the same as a Chatichur Lizgabed, it's the same as a Davar Shiva Minyan, and just like they're not Batel in 960 or 1060 or 1160 or, you know, I don't care what year it is, right? They're not Batel. So too, the Beria is not going to be Batel either, right? Not going to be Batel. I says that's where the Beis Yosef gets it from. The Rif holds the Din Beria, never brings down this Din of 960, because the Rif holds it. It's not Batel, because it's Davar Chashuv. Good. Says the Ksav Sofer, there is, however, Another theory why a gid anasha, I'm sorry, why a berry is not batal, not a gid anasha, a berry is not batal. And says the Ksav Sofer, you find this in the Taz, he's medayik in the Taz and the Kresi Uplesi, but I'll tell you, the Ksav Sofer has pressed in other places as well. Meaning, we have certain things that are not batal b'shishim, but they're batal. Right? We have certain things, they're not batal b'chla. Like I said, Chatir Chalis Kaved, no batal. Dabar Shem Minyan, no batal. What about Truma? What's the halacha by Truma? What's the shear?
1 to 100.
Right, 100 to 1. What about Kilayim? 200 to 1, right? 200 to 1. So I've got 100 to 1, 200 to 1, right? Even eggs, there's a 61 to 1 ratio, right? So what's pshat there? What's pshat there? In other words, if there's a 60 to 1 ratio of bittul in general, so why don't they have a regular 60 to 1? And if you tell me they're a dover choshev and not batel, so then why is it not infinite? There's no bittul. What's the pshat in these other items that have a bittul but not a 60 to 1 bittul?
It's only min b'minai.
Then exists a kasa by truma with our nefron pasuk.
It's only min b'minai, I thought.
The what?
That it's not. It's only going to be batel in 100 truma. It's not.
So let's assume even if it's min b'mina, what's the svar? What's the svar behind it?
Isn't there a special pasuk by truma?
What's the pasuk by truma?
I don't remember. I thought
that was a pasuk. Well, by eggs is a whole different thing. By eggs is because we don't necessarily know about the sizes.
Okay, maybe. Right, maybe sizes. That's one perspective. This is a simple question, right? Simple question to think about. Why is it that I get, right? Yes, bittel. Okay, 60 to 1. Tom, whatever. So min b'mino, gzera al min b'sheno mino, fine. We assume 61 is the ratio. I get no bittel. I understand that. But when you get these things that are batel, but not in the 60 to 1, okay, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, well, you know, do I hear 300, right? What's the pshat there? So says the Kresi Uplesi, says the Ksav Sofer, rather, based on the Kresi Uplesi, and on the Taz, that there are certain things that are not batel because they're a dover choshuv, and the chacham want to make a heker. Heker. Let's say it's an iser kares, or let's say it's an iser in some other fashion, right? So they wanted to make a heker. This is different. This is not the regular thing. It's something that's unique, right? So truma, right? Iser misi b'nei shamayim. Okay, so we're going to be machmer on truma. Kilayim's aser b'hana, the other isurim that are attached to kilayim, even the kayim kilayim is loka. So they want to make a heker, okay, it's a 200 to 1. In other words, the bittul is there to be makir and to be nikir. There's a different kind of an iser. Good. You know what else is a different kind of an iser? A berry is a different kind of an iser. Why is a berry a different kind of an iser? Because normally the Torah says achila is kizayis. And by burial, like the Rosh explains, and like the Tosus explains, the Torah says, don't eat this. What's this? So it's this big, but don't eat it. And if you do, you get malchus. Says the Ksav Sofer, so there's a second possible svara why a beria is not batel. Right? Why is a beria not batel? Because a beria isn't batel because the Chachamim wanted to create a heker. This is a different type of an ism.
Was there a machlokas? Wasn't there an opinion that if it was smaller than the kezias, you had to eat it with something else?
No. If it was smaller than a kezias and you had it with other crushed nemolim, you can get a double set of malchus. You can get, if you so desire for lunch today and you have one whole ant with a lot of crushed ants.
Sorry.
No problem. If it's your ant. That says the Ksav Sofer, if you think about it though, if I tell you the reason that a berry isn't batel is chashivos, so then just like a davar shemini is not batel ever, and just like a chatich u'diskabed is not batel ever, so this is the same thing, chashivos, like the rush, like the run. But if you tell me the reason that a berry isn't batel is because of the fact that Chacham wanted to make a heker, it's not the same as a chatir chudiskabed or a davar shemini. It's a whole different category. It's more like truma or kilayim, where it might not be 60 to 1. So there it's 100 to 1, there it's 200 to 1, there it's 960 to 1. The chacham made a different shear. They said if it's a shear bittel, it's a 960 to 1. Okay, that's the pshat, and it says the ksav sor fits in beautifully, because the position of the rif is that the reason that a berry is in bottle is a davar choshev. So he leaves out gidan nasha, because without the tam it's not choshev. But he also leaves out a bittel of 960 to 1, because it's based on chashivos. There's no such thing as a bittel. The Rashba is consistent as well, because the Rashba lishita so, he says, no. Says the Rashba, the reason that a berry isn't batel is not al chashivos, it's al heker. And if it's al heker, so then gidan nasha, even if it's not beno saying tam, is a beria, but also it's batel 960 to 1. Good. Says the Ksav Sofer like this. If you get that, then I could possibly save Klal Yisrael and keep the Machaber HaMoshita. Meaning, the attempt, even if you take the Yesodos of the Kresi Uplesi, to try to save Klal Yisrael here, he's basically saying, okay, if you ignore the Pesach and Machaber Ramo, and you go back to the Rash and the Rashbo, the Machaber and the Rodon Paskin like, so then you're going to be okay. So, but what are we going to do? Because we paskin like Mechaber Amo. How are we going to save ourselves? Says the Ksav Sofer. I'll tell you exactly how. Let's ask the following question. According to the Rif, what would be the halacha if I have a barrier that is in and of itself, Mos? According to the Rif, that the reason that a barrier is not batel is because of chashivas. What would be if I have a berry that's in and of itself a dover mos that's disgusting, it's repulsive? What would be the halacha?
Isn't that true of all the bugs?
I mean, you know, I don't know your personal taste, but yes, in general it's true of bugs, right? So we said the other day, there are, you know, non-Jew that'll eat certain bugs today and might even like it, but yes, there are many bugs, most of them, they're dover mos. Again, let's just plug this in and consider it. If I take the Rif's perspective that the reason a berry is not batel is because it's choshev. So what if I give you a berry if it's by definition not choshev because it's a davar mos? The halacha should be it's batel, right? Maybe it doesn't need bittel, but certainly batel b'shisha, right? Should be batel. Good. But if I take the Rashba's position that the reason a berry is not batel is because the heker that the Chachamim wanted to build in, that this is a different kind of an iser, well, guess what? If you eat a whole berry that's mos, you're still going to get malchus. You're getting malchus for it. It's still a heker. It's the same level iser. Says the Ksav Sofer. So how do we paskin? So we're machmir both ways. Meaning, we're machmir to assume, like the Rashba, that in fact, it's not going to be batel because it's a heker. Good. We're also machmir like the Rif to say that if I have a beria, it's not going to be batel in 960, right? Because we don't have a 960 shear. Good. But what happens if I have a beria that's mos, that's in 960? Once I have a beria that's mos in a 960 to 1? It's very simple. Right? Well, let's ask the Rashba. I have a barrier that's mos in 960 to 1. The Rashba says, you got 960 to 1. Go home. You're good. Right? You Rashba hold that mos makes no difference. I don't need to. I don't care. You got 960 to 1. Tov, Kuf Samach, the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, you're good to go. Okay, good. You know what? I'm not so happy. I'm going to go ask the Rif the question. Okay, knock on the door, I'll ring the bell, it says Rif on the, on the little mirrored glass thing they got from the souvenir shop in Yerushalayim, right? It says, Mishpachas Rif.
So, not
Alfasi. Right? Not Alfasi, he liked the nickname. His kids got it for him, right? They thought it sounded cooler. Mishpachas Rif, right? So knock on the door, okay, and Rabbeinu, I have a bug that got into my food. And it's really vile. And I have 960 to 1. What's the halacha? So the Rif will say, well, it's mos. It's not choshev. It's bata. And you'll say, aye, but you don't hold a 960 to 1. You say, right, I don't care. It's mos. It's bata. So says the Ksav Sofer, so at the end of the day, if I have a 960 to 1 of a dover mos, No matter how I paskin, either als chashivos or als heker, it's going to be good. Either going to be because it's mos, and therefore it's not going to be a davar chashiv not to be batel, or it's going to be good because it's 9/60 to 1. If you hear the ksav sofer, the Ramah in Kuf Gimel is so beautiful. Listen to the Ramah again. I'll read the Ramah back again. Right? Says the Ramah, Miudvorim hachashuvim kiberia okiyotze ba. Things that are choshuv, like a beria okiyotze ba, im einun pgumim ba'atzman, if they're not pgumim by themselves, so then they're choshuv, then einun betalim afilu be'elef. They're not batel even be'elef. But if they are pgumim ba'atzman, and they're not choshuv, then they'd be batel be'elef, like the Rashba. Then I can rely on the Rashba shita. So says the Ksav Sofer, it's a beautiful, beautiful idea, right? If I have a barrier that in and of itself is mos, we ask the Prima Gadim if it wants to say there's a chiluk between, you know, it's mos versus it's really mos. It's nisrach mos. It's you made the bugs into school lunch, right? What's for school lunch today? Bugs. Some people might hold it's an improvement. Right? Okay, so you made it nisruch on top of mos. So he asked what the difference is. Ksav Sofer says, no. The pshat is, you're right. If it's mos meikara, that's not a davar chashiv. 100%. It's just that if it's mos meikara, according to the Rashba, it's not going to help you because it's the lack of bittul by the beria is alt heker, and that applies to even a davar mos. Good. But the Rashba would say 960 is batel. So once I get to a barrier that's most by itself, that's a 960-1 ratio, and I look at all the shitos harishonim, they'll say, for different reasons, but they'll come out la'alach, it's going to be good, it's batel. And the Bechaber Ramah, who are chayish for both deos, both the shita of the Rif and of the Rashba, they would say, good, you're right. But if once you have a 960-1, or 1,000-1, as the Ramah says, just to round it off, of a barrier that in and of itself is the davar most, it's going to be batel. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, that would be a great limud schus on Klai Yisrael. It's a fabulous Ksav Sofer.
Are they saying that the
Achbar
was
most? Pardon?
Are they saying that the Achbar was most also?
So,
because the Achbar, it doesn't seem to be most. Maybe most not of Gam, maybe most not of Shaf, maybe it's Achbar the most, Achbar the Dabra.
Yeah, but the Achbar you don't have to say is most. The Achbar you can say with the Yerushalmi Shita is that. The Yerushalmi that says that it's batel. The Yerushalmi sheet is that the bittel is al teker, like the Rashba. So if it's al teker, I don't need both. It's batel 960-1, right? We la halacha the rechayish for the Babli sheet that it's or the sheet is harif that it's al choshev. So then 961 is not going to help you. Most will help you.
What
time
the chavasir? Was it not 960 times
Well, no, the chavas yoyer. The Ksav Sofer is disagreeing with the chavas yoyer. Right, he's not passing like the Chavos Yor. The Ksav Sofer is saying that the Godel Shebehem against the Chavos Yor was correct. Why is he correct? Because since you have the Dover Mos with a 960-1, you're good. 60-1 in economic.
Do we know it's 960-1?
Do we know it's 960-1? I mean, the case was a single parish that got into this pot of Chaman. It would seem pretty with the staff that it was a 960-1, unless it was a very, very small, you know, if you had one of those. Yeah, I'm saying, unless you had a very large parosh, right? But, you know, we know parosh was only an amma, right? So, yeah, a very, very large parosh and a very small cholent, you're going to have 960-1. He says, it's a posh, davar posh, he cites the Chavos Yor here. And he writes, it's in Samach Gimel and Yerudea, and he writes that it would seem that the Gadol Shebehem would be correct. Chavos Yor is in Kuf Beis, caused the parosh in a betel of Gidin Kolberia, brings down the pawn of Eros. Right? Says the Chavos Yor is hold look to us, but he says in halacha like the Rashba. He says very posh. The Chavos Yor says, and the pawn of Eros says, that the Rashba is only matir, the barrier in bittel, if it's nimuach, if it breaks apart. But if not, then not. Right? Yeah, of course. Because the Rashba is l'shitaso. The Rashba holds that a barrier is not bought because of heker, would hold that even if it's a dover Mos, it's not going to be batel unless it's crushed up, unless it's broken up. But That's the Rashba of the Shita Sota. But the Rashba himself would say if it's 960 to 1, it's good. Right? And therefore, lahalacha, we would hold that for sure, 960 to 1, if it's a davar most, then again, the manavshach, whoever you're passing like, it's going to be good. It's a, like I said, it's a beautifully elegant ksav sofer.
How do you explain the difference between seruach and mas?
So I said it was the Ksav Rebbe disagrees with the Prima Gadim. I mean, Prima Gadim is mechadesh this idea, the difference between where it's mos me'atzvo versus nisrach from Ibechutz, which again, the question was simply, if it's al tzchashivas, why would that be? Right? So the Ksav Sofer says, no, it's not. There's no difference. If it's mos, it's going to be batel if you hold that the reason for bittel or for lack of bittel is chashivas. It's just that if you hold the reason for lack of bittel is heker, that's not going to be the case. But when you get to 960 to 1 on a Dover Mos, there's nobody's going to say it's not Bato.
An ant is Mos?
No.
What?
An ant is Mos?
So a Nimala may be Mos. That's the Shah of the Chavis Yor, and those with him, is it an Nimala considered Choshev because you can learn so much from it? Or is it not Choshev? I would say, in the Ksav Sofer's perspective, you can even argue that an Nimala is Mos. If you have 960 to 1 in Nimala, in a Hanami. I've never actually tasted an amal, I couldn't tell you.
Pretty sure people eat.
I'm saying that the Ramon Kuf Gimel, like the Ponim Yeros brings down, Ramon Kuf Gimel seems to be saying outright that if it's Mo'os, it's Bato Be'alef. Where does he get that from? Says Ksav Sofer. I'll tell you where he gets it from. Because if it's Mo'os and Be'alef, so if you look at all the Rishonim who weigh in on this on the issue, either it's batel because it's Aleph, or it's batel because it's Mos. One of the two. So once you get to that point of Mos and Aleph, everybody's going to agree it's batel. And therefore it would be batel. Okay, we'll stop with that. Mir Tz Hashem, we'll try to go back to Basu B'Cholov, Mir Tz Hashem, on Monday. Basu B'Cholov seems to be a little lighter than Taruvos in general. So try to go back to there. Would I paskin like this, lemaisa? Is a sniff. It's certainly a limud schus. Would I paskin like this in the hilchat chatchila? Probably not. But there are other sniffing. There's